AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The teardown has started at First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. In 2017, 26 people, including a pregnant woman and her unborn baby, were shot and killed at the church. Parishioner Terry Smith spoke last month.
This is where all of us go when we're missing our loved ones. We feel their spirits in there. This church has been here for a very long time.
The judge cleared the way last month for the church to tear down the sanctuary where the attack took place, which until now had been kept as a memorial. An AP analysis of federal hospital investigations found more than 100 pregnant women in medical distress who sought help from emergency rooms were turned away or negligently treated since 2022. Mark Heron with the Center for Reproductive Rights says abortion bans have doctors in some states worried.
A doctor who provides an abortion in Texas in violation of the ban faces life imprisonment, hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines, and loss of their medical license. As long as abortion is criminalized, doctors are terrified to provide essential health care to their patients.
In Texas, doctors face up to 99 years in prison if convicted of performing an illegal abortion. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is ordering a guided missile submarine to the Middle East and is telling the USS Abraham Lincoln Aircraft Carrier Strike Group to sail more quickly to the area. He believes Iran or its proxies may launch a strike against Israel as soon as this week. Puerto Rico activated the National Guard and canceled the start of classes in public schools as forecasters warn it could be hit by what is expected to soon be a tropical storm. Ukraine's top military commander says his forces now control almost 400 miles of Russia's neighboring Kursk region. The statement marks the first time a Ukrainian military official publicly commented on the gains of the lightning incursion that has embarrassed the Kremlin. This is AP News. An 11-year-old girl and a 34-year-old woman were stabbed in the center of London.
A man was arrested and the Metropolitan Police said there was no indication that the attack was terror-related. The attack occurred in London's bustling Leicester Square outside a tea shop. The square and surrounding area have an estimated 2.5 million visitors every week. The victims were taken to a major trauma center. The girl required treatment, but her life was not in jeopardy, according to police. The woman's injuries were less serious. Karen Shamas, London.
Gym operator Blink Fitness has filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection. Blink is an Equinox-owned chain with more than 100 locations. The company says the bankruptcy filing is to help facilitate the sale of the business. The New York-based company says its gyms will remain open, with Blink telling its members it anticipates limited impact on a day-to-day operation through the process. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.